Proverbs 1:23 says, "Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you." Of course, as we saw in our last devotional, this is at the end of several verses where we are told that wisdom crieth out, and she uttereth her voice in the streets. And verse 22 asks the question, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." And then there's this call, really, to repentance. "Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you." There seems to be some confusion about the fact that wisdom is spoken of and quoted as though it were a person. And there's debate about this, and whether or not this is referring to Jesus all the time, and I believe it is. I'm not going to get into the debate. I just want you to know that that debate goes on, but I don't think there's any question. When we go to the New Testament, wisdom is personified or embodied in Jesus Christ. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Well, what is the Word? It's got a capital W there because the Word is Jesus, but the Word is the wisdom of God. That we're not saying that it's just information that we're talking about here. We're talking about God Himself is wisdom. And John 6:63, when Jesus was talking there, He said, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." So you look at again at Proverbs 1:23, and if you'll turn at His reproof, He says, "Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you." Well, the words that Jesus gave us, and by the way, that's from Genesis to Revelation. It's not just the red words, and we've got a blog on that question of this fad today called the red letter Christians. They're all red letters. From Genesis to Revelation, Jesus gave us His word. And He said these words are spirit. And if you will fill yourself with His word, or with His words, plural, which are found in your Bible, if you will fill yourself with those words and doing so with faith, you believe that these words are the words of God, then you are filled with His Spirit. And modern Christians have turned it into this mystical thing, and you sing and you clap and you get all excited and, "Oh, I'm spirit-filled," and speaking in tongues, which is gibberish. No, that's not. The Bible says these words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And these words are the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God was personified in Jesus Christ, who in John 14:6 said, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And Paul, over in 1 Corinthians 1:23-24, said, "But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." Christ is wisdom personified. That's why John Trapp, in his commentary written back in 1654, warned that by resisting this call and resisting the Spirit, the unsaved man is taking a step toward the unpardonable sin in rejecting Jesus Christ. And because you reject Jesus, you reject God, you reject His Spirit. Wisdom begins with repentance. That's why it says, "Turn you at my reproof." And in the life of the believer, wisdom continues its work on a repentant heart before God and His Word, both the written and incarnate Word.